Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I'm excited about our guests the next 2 days. We've got an outstanding young man with us, Noah Halloran. And Noah is from Richmond, Kentucky, and has written a book called Trailblazing Your Teen Years, Successful Habits to Launch Out of the Norms, Lead Ahead of the Pack, and Land into Your Destiny. Noah, first of all, thanks for being here today, man.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Well, we're excited to have you. I've read some of your book and just was really inspired myself, and God has blessed you with a lot of wisdom at such a young age, but tell us why you wrote this book.
Yeah, so over the summer, I like to stay busy, so I was wanting to get a job at Chick-fil-A, and I applied for Chick-fil-A, and it turns out they lost my application. So a week later, I turned in another application, and then that got delayed like 3 weeks. The owner went on vacation, and then I went to a writer's conference with my mom, and I felt like God was telling me, all those delays were from me. I need you to write a book instead of working at Chick-fil-A. So I declined the interviews, and I was about to get the job in 2 days. So it was totally God, and I wrote the whole book in 4 weeks, and the rest is history.
Well, the book's a little over 200 pages, so to write that in such a short time, it definitely had to have God's hand on it. I know a lot of people listening that are older like me. How old are you right now?
I'm 17.
You're 17. You were 16 when you wrote this. Is this correct?
Yes, sir.
A lot of people like me in their 50s have a dream to write a book, and that you sat down and focused and accomplished that is just amazing. Tell what was the hardest part about writing the book?
Probably starting. I guess the enemy was telling me, Noah, you can't even do it. But I just felt that God was guiding us, because God will guide you to do things, but it's your decision whether you say yes to them. And even on the way home, I just pulled out notes on my phone and just started typing.
That's how I got started. Mm-hmm. Well, I love it. 200 pages later, you've got your first book. You know, lots of great research, lots of great stories that I read in it. What inspired you to find these people? How did you do that? And just how did this all play out?
Yeah, so one of the people who endorsed my book is Sean Bowles. And I just sent him an email hoping that he would respond. And a couple weeks later, I was stoked to see I got a response back. And I got on his podcast and just phenomenal.
Yeah, well, that's great. I believe God's going to open some doors for you here through being on Hope Is Here. And I liked how you laid the book out. You divided it up into three parts: launch, lead, and land. And even as a guy in his 50s, I could really relate to a lot of the things that you wrote. God's definitely given you a gift for writing. You talked about in the launch part about forming habits, and you know, that is so important. And I liked in your book that you said that it's critical for us to establish good habits as early as possible. Setting good habits today sets us up for success tomorrow. And then one thing you put in here that was so true, I remember this when I was a general manager for a Culver's restaurant at one time, and they were talking about, hey, shorten your steps and doing things, you know, because it'll help give you more energy and strength. Well, you wrote in your book, repetition forms habits, and it helps us conserve energy by not requiring a ton of brain power for every decision we make. Once a habit is set, it's practiced unconsciously over and over. Have you found that to be true in your life?
Yes, for sure. I just pray that anyone listening can just break any old mindsets that are holding them back from the potential God has for them.
Well, I think that is so great. And you talked in there about establishing a habit. You like to use the 21-90 rule. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it kind of breaks it down into a time frame, whether you have to do something, practice it for 21 days, and then 90 more days after that, and then it should be incorporated automatic.
Yeah, you talked about some of the things that we do, just like, you know, brushing our teeth and other things that we do that are just habit. I mean, we all kind of have routines, don't we? But the good part is maybe some of those bad routines we have, God will actually help us to change those, won't he?
Yep. He'll replace anything.
Well, another thing I thought was so encouraging, it was on page 4 near the beginning of your book, but you said, keep in mind everything big starts small. And that's one of the things, like you said, the hardest part in getting this book written was just getting started. So the key is just starting, even if you're trying, no matter what the habit is, no matter how big or how small. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Well, I like that. I like that. And then you asked a question that, you know, I know you wrote this as a teenager, but I think adults struggle with this. You said, why are we so afraid to show the world who we really are? Talk a little bit about that. Why do you think that is?
I just think nowadays, with social media, people are craving the real more than they ever have before. And I think the real you needs to show up, filled up, so your authentic, God-appointed gifts and talents can flow from you.
Well, that's great. You're right. God, the Bible says that we are made in the image of God, and yet I love that God made us all differently. The only thing I don't like about Noah is he's tall, skinny, with hair, and I'm short, stocky, and follically challenged, or in other words, bald, but I just say that kiddingly. I think it's great that God has wired us all up differently in different shapes and sizes, and one of the things you put in your book early on, and why I wanted to have you on, Hope Is Here, you said, the more we know our Maker, God, the more we will know ourselves. Mm-hmm. Talk about that in your life as you get to grow and you've grown your relationship in God. You don't have to live for the approval of other people, do you?
Mm-hmm. No, the more we know God, the person who created us, then the more we know ourselves, because he's the one who had all the design. It's like in Toy Story, how he was with Andy, and he was molding him after he got stitched up, and he's the only one who knew how to do that. And that's the same with our relationship with God, how he knows how to mold us into be the best person we can be.
Well, I love that, and you know, each of us have different gifts. I think one of the things I've found, I talk a lot about on Hope Is Here, Noah, is that I usually get in trouble when I start trying to compare myself to other people's lives, and that's kind of a no-win situation, and we compare because everybody has strengths and weaknesses, right?
Yes, amen.
Well, you also put in here, it's also important to know, no matter how independent we are, we can't go it alone. It's important to have other people doing life with you, isn't it?
Yes, there's always times that you're going to need help from others. None of us can go it alone.
One of the things I liked in your book that you shared on page 6 there, if you don't mind, share that with us there in page 6, I thought was really, really good.
So it says, you'll learn how to become a confident decision maker, an independent thinker, and an original pathfinder. You'll discover secrets to succeeding in school and balancing all life throws at you. You'll learn how to push past the difficulties and persevere even in the face of failure.
Failure. There's that word failure, and we're going to talk more about that tomorrow. But you shared an example in here about talking about academics and things and how you grew in your class academically. Can you share a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's all through failure. I've learned from my mistakes, and each time after that, you get better and better, and then you can just keep on growing like a tree.
I like that. I've heard that failure is fertilizer for success, and it's not a question of whether you're going to fail, but you know what you do with the failure. And for somebody listening today, I want you to be encouraged by Noah's story and this book that he's written, Trailblazing Your Teen Years, Successful Habits to Launch Out of the Norms, Lead Ahead of the Pack, and Land Into Your Destiny, that failure is just part of the process, and it's never too late to make a fresh start. And I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of this book. I know that you'll really be blessed by it. You also had a great quote that you shared in page 8 that I'd like for you to share with our listeners.
Well, this can relate definitely in this time of a pandemic, because I'm sure many people have been struggling, but it says, believing in God, believing in yourself and in God throughout tough times is essential.
Amen to that. And I also like how you shared an example on that same page there in your book, right below that great quote about a lantern and hope. Obviously, this show is called Hope Is Here, and you talked about the lantern representing hope. Share that with our listeners.
Yeah, so I got an imagery of a cave and like a the listener or the person who trusts in God have a lantern that they can hold to guide them to the mouth of the cave when radiant light is all around them.
I love that. And you talked about how the lantern of hope gives you assurance that there's that light waiting for you, and it's everywhere you'll go, and it'll help you have the necessary courage to stay the course despite tough times. And the fact of whether you're 17, that like Noah is now, he's only 16 when he wrote this book, we're all going to have tough times, and yet there's always hope because of Jesus. And then you listed Jeremiah 29:11, one of my favorite verses. Can you read that verse for us?
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
Well, that's such a great verse. It's one of my life verses. God's given me several through the years since I'm a little older. But one of the things I love, Noah, God knows that sometimes I have to be reminded. So he put the word plans not once, not twice, but three times in that verse. So for our people listening today, whether you're 17 or in your 50s like me, God's got a plan for your one and only life, doesn't he?
He sure does.
Well, speaking of plans, what are some of your goals and dreams? So you've already written a book, man. You're 17, but what do you feel like some of the plans maybe God has for you? What are you dreaming of doing?
Well, one of the quotes in my book was like, when we feel like we've missed an opportunity, we need to have faith that there's an even better opportunity awaiting. So I didn't make the basketball team both my 6th and 7th grade year, and I discovered distance running. So I've ran 2 marathons, and I think I want to do the Boston Marathon one day.
Wow. That's great, man. That's great. That takes a lot of discipline and practice, but you're well on your way. But you've also had the challenge of you've had an injury recently. Is that correct?
Yep, that is. I got a stress fracture, and it's my senior season. But I still trust in God that everything's going to work out for the people who love Him. Don't you love that scripture?
Amen. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. You also talked about, I liked it, at the bottom of your book and page eight, you talked about having God confidence. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I brought up an analogy. Like, investing in God is investing in a stock market that's going to be successful no matter what.
I like that. I like that. I had not heard that before. And you talked about the importance of, a spark, how just one thing can either do damage or something good. And I remember this, but I hadn't thought about it for a while. But you talked about the difference that a spark made starting a fire in the Smoky Mountains. Share a little bit about that.
Yeah. So about a year ago, I went to the Smoky Mountains, and it was so many trees were just burned up. And I thought, and I did some research, and it turns out that it was just one spark that caught brush and just totally brought that much destruction. But I thought, what if we turned it around and said that one spark could lead to hope in across the whole entire America?
Amen. I love it. I love it. Don't you love this young man's optimism? Just a spark by using your tongue, one text of just telling somebody you're thinking about them, you're praying for them, you believe them, could just cause a wildfire of hope and encouragement in a good, good way. But unfortunately, we're out of time. But, man, I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of this book. It's called Trailblazing Your Teen Years. I know a lot of people that either have kids or nieces and nephews or grandkids that would really be blessed by this book. I'll be honest with you, I was blessed as I read it, so I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of this book by Noah Hollern. It's called Trailblazing Your Teen Years. We'll have information about that on our website and catch the podcast at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible, and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.